come tonight, Hasifas Isairus, Zuchrin Merenu, Rabbi Zatzal, is right to say over some of the shmuzin that he used to say over in the yeshiva. In Tavshin Nun Vav, right after the p'tira of Yagankiv Zatzal, Ramesha Zatzal, he said over the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Achrei Mois. Meshech Chochma brings the Yerushalmi Reish Yuma, the klal of Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes. And the Yerushalmi has two tzushtals to Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes. One is Ma Yoyma Kippur Mechaper as Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes. A second one, Kishem She'efer Para Mechaperes, Kach Misosin Shal Tzadikim Mechaperes. The Meshech Chochma wants to know what's the tzushtal to Yom Kippur and what's the tzushtal to Para Aduma. Zok the Meshech Chochma, Yom Kippur, the kapara is a skula. It's Ace Rotson by the Eibishter. Is the skula that he's mechaper klal Yisrael. It's the Zal Bezach, Misa Sadikim. It's Ace Rotson by the Eibishter. He brings the Lashon HaGemara, the Reichiv Arava, it's the Eibishter. Sos v'sameach, b'va elov noki v'tzadik. There's a simcha by the Eibishter when the tzadik comes to the Eibishter. So there's a skula for kapara. Zok the Meshech Chochma, by Yom Kippur we find the Tanai in the Kapara, only if it's Mikra Kodesh, if someone is Makir, the Chashivas of the Yoim, it's Nishkan Poshti Tog, it's a Mikra Kodesh. Is the Zal Bezach, by Misa Sadikim, Zok the Meshech Chochma, if Machshivoi, Umeroimimoi, then Misosei Mechaperes, aber if not, it's Kemevayit, Beliboi Shal HaTzadik, Oz Vaday Einoi Mechaper. The second dogma is the Para Aduma. Para Aduma is a koyach of Tyra. Zokta Meshech Chochma, just like Para Aduma is a koyach to be Gairim Tyra, Misa Sadikim is a Gairim to Tshuva. A mensch, by Misasish al Tzadikim, can be Nisayra to do Tshuva. Tloshin Agamarim by Kotin. In Ba'arozim, Naflo Shal Heves. Gedoil Oilom, Arozim, Naflo Shal Heves. If someone sees that, he chaps a titter. He's nesayer to do tshuva. His rebellious Zatzal said, Noch the p'tira of Ramosha Rabyankiv, it's a zman mitzad echad ki bizoyche te gewaldige kaparo. Aber it's als, if we're nesayer to tshuva, if we're not nesayer to tshuva, chas v'sholem, it could be a gewaldige kitruk. As we're holding now by the same matzev, avada, zesos v'someach in Shemayim, that a nefesh noki v'tzadikei, or we could be zeichet to kapara, or but it's also if we shtal zechop, machshivoi, umeraymimoi, and we're desire to do tshuva, then we could be zeichet to kapara. One of the yartzeits of Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zuchayim L'Racha, Rabbi said over like this, it's a famous Ramban, there's a lav in the Torah, le'sishkach esadvarim asharoh einecha. A lav to forget Maimid Har Sinai. His Ramban is Meir. That's ours for that door. What does it have to do with us? We weren't there. It's like the Ramban, there's a Messiah Ma'av Leben. We trust our fathers. There's a Messiah Ma'av Leben. Av wouldn't say a Sheker Levnoi. So we trust our fathers that there was a Maimid Har Sinai. Ki'ilu Ra'uhu Kol Hadars. The Maral says, what does it mean, Av Leben? It doesn't mean a Poshta Av. Av over here means the Ovis Oilam. The Gedoyle Oilam, the Ovis Oilam are the ones that we trust. We're Makabal from them that there was a Maimid Har Sinai. That's what the Ramban's referring to. So Rebellion came to be Masber. What does it mean, Ovis Oilam? What does it take to be from the Ovis Oilam? Said over the Rashi in Ovis, Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai U'Mesar Yeshua. For Rashi, why Dafka to Yeshua? Pinchas, Elazar, Shiv Miskanim. So Rashi, because Yeshua had a milah, he was meimis atzmoi min ura v'holei chachma. He was meimis atzmoi for the Talmud Torah. Noch ha-milah v'kona shem toiv v'olam. Rashi goes weiter, Yeshua gave it over to the Zkenim. Why dafka the Zkenim of his dar? What about the Zkenim of Dar Shal Moshe? So Rashi, because they had another milah. They had a milah, they were right in the Shaitrim al Yisrael. They had the mile of being a Mechiach and Klal Yisrael. As Rebellion said over, state on the Rashi, the Kedei, to be Moiser Torah, to be from the Ovis Oilam, you need Gevissa Milas. You need the mile of Memis atme min ura vali chachma kana shem toy vailam, and the milo of being a mechiach. He went on to be masber, the maral of medayik. The Mishnah says Moshe kibul Torah misinai mesara liyeshua, and later on in the Mishnayos it changes, not mesara kibul. Why is this? What's the shini haloshin? Zok the maral, there was niskatnu adiris, there was a miyut seichel. And the Memelo changed. The Messiah was not Bishlemus. It wasn't Shaykh to be Bishlemus. His Memelo was only a dargo of Kibol. It wasn't a dargo of Messiah. As I state in Maral. Zokt Rabbal Yizatzal, I'll pee the Maral. That's the pshat on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they gave certain etzes. Mesunim Badin, Haminu Tamidim Harbei. What's the pshat on these etzes? These etzes are etzes how to be Mamshuk the Messiah. In a Zadar of Miyat Seicho, where we talk, it can't be Makabal, the whole Messiah. How are we Mamshuk the Messiah? Is the Eitzah is these Eitzahs. He said over Rabbein Yoina, what's heaven Mesunim Badin? L'bayismuchu b'machshava rishayna. Ach b'hamtona g'dayla u'bi'in hodek l'val yitu b'shikol adas. That the oifin of Limud HaTorah can't be shitchistik. It can't be stam b'machshava rishayna. It has to go too with Hamtana Gedoyla, Iyun Hodek, to understand every prat to prat, Ba'amelos, B'tachlis Abihirus. Znegelin Yanenu, everyone knows, Harabali was Madrichas, that there's no such thing as learning Stam Shitchistik, every Zach was Taka, Ba'amtana Gedoyla, Iyun Hodek, Trachtin, Ibetrachtin, Ibetrachtin, Sain Hishurim, Sai Shmuzim with him is learning. He was mamshuch the Messiah with this limud that it has to be a oifen of heaven mesunim madin. And in the gimel milas of the Moisra HaTorah, there's so much to say. Aber in the meimis atzmai, v'ahole chachma, was so nicker in his shiurim. The amelis that went around into his shiurim was noir v'ayam. Many times in the sugya, the zaytik azach, and Tosis brings the zaytik azach. So you say, yeah, that's Zaytik, we're not going to go into it. By Rabbi Yizatzal, there was no such thing. Every single Zach was Choshev, he was holding in every sugya, he tuzach harayin in every single prat of the sugya, until it came out to the Tachlis Abihirus. He used to mand the Olam, that the Gemara says, about Amelus Batayra, that the Torah is called Tushia. Tushia is Miloshin Mateshes Kaicha. When a person learns Torah, it's Matish Kaicha, it makes him Shvach. If it doesn't make him shvach, it's a riot that he's not gnug, oimu batayra. The mechayiv, he mourned that the oimu batayra should be a dargo of mateshes koichi shalodom. And he was masber kamer upon him, how do you get to that? How do you get to that dargo of yegi batayra? He said, oim malan, be'emo, be'yira, be'resesu, be'zeya, azasert oifen fulimud. So then, the chashivus of Torah becomes grasser. And if you machshiv the Torah fazal ifin, then the cheshik becomes not shayich. The pshat is that every yid, the bikush for ruchnius is not shayich. He just has to be makir, the godless, the chashivus of the ruchnius. His idea azal limud from the aim of Europe, resis of zeya, it shayich to get a gevaldige chashivus for the Torah, a gevaldige cheshik for Torah, and with that, it shayich to have the yigiyah adasayif. The last divrei chizuk I heard from him, we're here in Kailul by Reb Chaim. The learning was going gevaldik. It was a private conversation. At the end, I asked him if he could say over at his Divrei Chizuk. He says, "No, we learn in Kailul. We learn stark." I told him, "Moyedik stark. Me kochten learning the sugyas are lahafli." He says, "Das is sehr gut. Aber mit das wissen, me kann learn starker und nachdem starker und nachdem a viel starker." That's the name is Atzmoy Baholi Chachma. That he was Madrichas, and he showed us, and through his Shiurim, and through all the Shmuzim that he said over. Tonight, we have three Maspidim. First, Reb Chaim Fassman, the Rish Kailol, the Miyasin of the Kailol. Rebellion had a big yard in that, in the Siastas of the Kailol. And he could say they kept the Shaykhis to the Kailol. He had a Bezundra Ava. A besondere Aroche to the Kailul. Afterwards will be Harav David Grossman, the Rishiva of Yeshiva Sachayim, Ananta Talmud, Mamshich, Bedarkoi. And then afterwards, the Rosh Yeshiva from this Bismedrish, Rabbi Lezer Groshlita, Mestam from his Nonta Talmidim,
Ich stelle weg this yeshiva, every prat to prat, al pita adrocha, of Mereinu Rabbi Yishlita Zatzal. And in this yeshiva, we're mamshich, hishyurim, hishmuzin, is yehi rotzen to come out from this hasifa, a gewaldige yisairus, and we should be zeicha to the kapara, misosin shal tzadikim, he should be a melech yesher, fa'al b'nei tayr from Gans Klal Yisrael.
To Rabbi Moshe Yosef. Now all of you know a little bit where part of his phenomenal energy comes from. Baruch Hia. Beyond personal inadequacies, I'm not the person really to speak tonight at all. For three reasons. First of all, I'm not a Talmud of Philadelphia or of the Rosh Yeshiva in the general sense of the word. I never studied or learned in Philadelphia. My shaychus comes, as mentioned, merely because the heavy involvement with the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in the founding of the Kollel in many different things that went on here in the community over the past 34 years. Second, I'm not the one to speak because I'm not familiar with the phenomenal amount of work that he did and involvement with all the Yisakim of Klal Yisrael in this country continually. He was very, very much involved in anything and everything, and indeed, he was the manhig of the yeshivish world over the past 35, perhaps 40 years. By the time the Kollel was founded and even organized 35 years ago, he was already the manhig of the entire yeshivish world. It's yadua that Rav Shach Zatzal used to say to those who came from America to raise certain issues with him. He'd say, America veisach nisht, I don't know what's going on in America. Kolgein servel yishvei. He's the one to answer the questions regarding America. But that's not what made him the leader. He was a leader without that. That's sort of the shtempel and the askama of what was a fact. And third of all, I'm not the one to speak, and that's really this point is regarding all of us. Rav Huttner Zatzal pointed out that we are a little bit deprived in all the biographies and the histories of the Gdolei Yisrael. We only know the maskana, what they looked like at the end. But the whole procedure and process, how they became what they became, that we generally speaking are not zoiche to. And I, as far as Rosh Hashiv is concerned, I must say also, I did not know him in his formative years or know about him in those years. I first heard about him when he was already Rosh Hashiv in Philadelphia. I assume approximately, I don't know exactly, approximately 1953. I say for these reasons I'm not the one to speak, but nonetheless, I have a point or two to make, and something which alone I can possibly I'm the only one to make regarding his involvement in Los Angeles. As I say, he was the leader of the whole yeshivish world. What made him the leader? I believe there are four crucial factors, and I mention this only by way of learning. What is a leader? And what we expect of a leader. First, of course, was his koyach and learning, both in Havana and in Pilpul. And he was on top of it, outstanding. And the second factor was tremendous pikhus, tremendous insight into anything and everything and all that went on. And, of course, that was used along with the tremendous Das Torah that he had absorbed over the years from his Rebbein. and Reb Aaron in particular. And the third koyach he had, he was a tremendous takif. And a manig of the klal has to be a takif. We always point out that we were two leaders, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe was the manig of the klal, and Aaron was the manig of the prat. And Moshe, Vayivko also based Israel, but there were those who were unhappy with the leadership of Moshe. And by Aaron it says, Kol Beis Yisrael, everybody mourned Aaron. He was the manig of the prat. In America, I always say we also were zeichah to a Moshe and Aaron. The Moshe was a Moshe Feinstein. And the Aaron was a Baron Cutler. And Reb Moshe was the manig of the prat. Everybody was maskim with Reb Moshe. Everybody admired Reb Moshe. Everybody respected Reb Moshe. He was mekubal al hakol. It wasn't quite the same with Reb Aaron. Reb Aaron was take eloichem and a takif gadol. And there were those who disagreed and didn't give him the same amount of respect. As Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a takif when it came to Egel Azov, and when it came to in the end with the Avodah Zorah there, Baal Peor. That's the chiyuv of a manig of the rabbim to be a takif and to insist on das Torah and derech haTorah. And that koyach he had. That's the third thing. And the fourth factor that he has is, in all my dealings with him, I found him to be, and I'm sure this is the reason to a great extent why he was zoicha, totally selfless. He never considered anything from the perspective of his own stature, his own needs. His own agenda. He considered everything he was doing purely in terms of the klal. And I found myself on occasion disagreeing with him, but I never doubted the mashehu of the self being injected into the issues that were involved. These are the four factors that I believe made him the leader that he was. I'm going to mention personal history, a little bit that I know from your Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Eliezer Gross, and the details might not be exactly accurate. I was unable to check them with the family, but the point is relevant anyway, and that's what I'll come down to. Everly grew up on the east side in New York. Plus, he began in RJJ and later Torah Vadas and became a Talmud Muvik of Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Hyman in Plema Hyman in Torah Vadas. And as it seems, probably after that he was in Lakewood, and then he went there as Israel, and he wasn't able to be in the Rav's Koil, Rav Zatzal. Brisker Rav didn't accept anyone in his Koil except his own children and Talmidim from way, way back. But he had a kfiyas, I understand from Rav Eliezer, that he had a kfiyas with the Rav to talk and learning twice a week. That was the kfiyas. And then he also at that time attended the Shiur of Yisrael Zalman Meltzer Zatzal. And Rabbi Lezer says that he, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, who is the Americaner? If one day he wasn't there, where is he? He expected to see him there. But probably for personal reasons, he was somewhat compelled to come back to America, family reasons. And then he was a half year in Beis HaTalmud, in my yeshiva. Not the Beis HaTalmud of today, or even in my time, the Beis HaTalmud was founded by the Gdolim of the Mir, 15 of them. I'm sorry, 12 of them, Doyle Mamish, and there he was for his man, and from there he went on to Lakewood, and of course, most of the 10 years that he learned before Philadelphia, at that time, they were spent in Lakewood, where he was very close to Baron. I believe that his Koyach HaPilpul, which was partly innate, but partly, he took it, he learned it from Baron Zatzal. Why do I mention all these things? This is the first limud, I believe, that we can take here for ourselves. He was a mavakish, as you can see from all of these places here, there, and so on. He was mavakish. And a mavakish is the one that grows. It's from that, bakosha so emes, Yigia towards MS, and taking advantage of every place and every opportunity and every person we could take advantage of, that's a salient figure in his character and in his avodah. Second thing is what I sort of mentioned before, he was totally selfless. Totally thought in terms of the tzibur. I'll never forget, I went to see him once regarding a quill matter. I didn't have an appointment, but of course, being from California, and he had a derech eretz for California and everything, he was involved there. And I went to see him, and I needed him for about 20 minutes or so, and he had had a number of people before me. I must have waited several hours. And finally, when I came to see him at about 8 o'clock at night, I don't know if he even ate breakfast that day, I said to Rosh Yeshiva, please, he should eat supper and so on, then we'll talk. I'm gladly wait. B'shum ifinit. I came Sarchei Tzibur, and that's first, and he's not giving any consideration to doing anything until we settle the matter that I had come to discuss with him. There's a pasuk in Chumash that we sort of slip over. Vayered Moshe min ha'or el ha'am. Moshe came down from the mountain El Ha'am. This is before Matan Torah. And Rashi says, Vayered Moshe El Ha'am, Rashi says, Malamed, Shlohoya Moshe Poinel Asakov. Moshe did not turn to his personal businesses. Ela Minohor Elam. This was not a one-time event. The Anhog of Moshe was always that he came down from Hor Minohor Elam. That's the Anhog of Moshe Rabbeinu. That, Rabboisa, I believe, is a definition Anhog of a manig. A manig by Israel has no consideration for anything beyond the immediate care of the Tzorchei Harabim. And that's Dan Hoga of Rebbe Elia Zatzal, as I knew him all the years, and that's why he deservedly, among all the other things, was the manhig. That's something we should all learn. When we're involved with the tzibur, we have to put the tzibur ahead of anything and everything. Of course, you can't fall from hunger and go and faint. That doesn't make sense. But short of that, the tzorchei hatzibur are way ahead of anything and everything that we're involved with. I mention these two things because these are things I think we can learn from him. And now to turn to Los Angeles. I asked someone over the last year or two, tell me who built Los Angeles? Who built anything and everything that's here? None of those who I asked that question could answer properly. I quote Rabboisai, a pasuk in Koheles that you know. Ir Ktana, there was a small city. Anoshim bo ma'at, very few people there. Uvo eleha melech gadol, a great king came, besavav osa, and surrounded it. Uvon roel metzodim dolib, he must have made towers around the city to be able to conquer it. And he would have conquered it. However, umotzava ish miskein chacham. He found in the city a man, a poor man, who was a chacham. Umiratu, that ish miskein, he saved the city as a ir b'chokhmasa with his chokhma. The adam lo zochar es ha'ish ha'miskein ahu, and no one remembered that person. Rabboisai, no one knows that Rebellion built anything and everything that we have here over these past 35 years. Ish lo zochar, and I will say before I forget, he wouldn't have minded. He never sought appreciation. He never sought covet. He only sought results. Results were worth everything. And I honestly believe that one of the reasons why Hashgacha took him away in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan was Hagufa, to minimize the espadim that truly would be set. Well, when we began organizing 35 years ago, he was the one who encouraged everything. Others were involved as time went on as well. But truly his chelek was the beginning and was crucial to founding the kollel we began 34 years ago. Of course, the work before that was a year before that as well. And the first one, the first chabur that came, 10 avreichim, five of those 10 came from Philadelphia. And the first to agree to come was Yuri Rosh Yeshiva's old Rebbein Shalom Benshin. Rebbe Elia didn't think he would come because he had it so well in Lakewood, a house, and Parnassa, and everything he needed. But he was the first one to agree to come. And as soon as he agreed to come, there were four more who agreed to come with him. And over the next few months after that, the Chabura of Nine solidified with the help of others as well. Then, 3 years later, the issue came of making the yeshiva, and there were issues who should make it, how it should be made, and Rebbe Elia Zatzal, he was machria that Yerush Yeshiva with Rebbe Menachem Grossel Zayin Gesund, they should independently found the yeshiva. That is the yeshiva that you are learning in today. 5 years after this, we were down. There were relatively few. We had issues within the kollel itself. And Rebbe Elia insisted on resolving all those issues. And what came out of it is the result of his efforts and his conclusions. 15 years ago, we were making a dinner. And we chose for Danari, Lozain Gebench, the Rosh Kollel, in the other side of town, Harav Reb Baruch Graydon. At that time, the kollel was very down. The new chabura hadn't arranged yet. And we only had very, very few avreichim, and Reb Baruch honestly didn't see that the kollel would necessarily continue. And he went to Reb Elia, Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, and Rosh Yeshiva told him, I get nished, it's a sign. He should accept the become honoree. He took it on himself, it's going to be. At that time, we spent a whole year to put down the chabura that came here 14 years ago. It included at that time three from Philadelphia, Reb Moshe Yosef, Harav Reb Moshe Yosef Zol Zayin Gesund, and there was Harav Gabriel Rakowski Zol Zayin Gesund, and Avram Simon. Those three of the 10 came from Philadelphia. And despite a whole, about 9 months of work, we couldn't make it work. And then, when I turned to Reb Daniel Danishevsky and I asked him who should be Rosh Chabura, and he chose Reb Meir Finkel, and he came on the scene, he was catalyst, and everything took care of itself. Well, he wouldn't come here. Reb Meir Finkel. He was not a Talmud of Reb Elia. He had no shaykhus whatsoever. Nonetheless, he picked himself up to talk to Reb Elia, and it's only because of Reb Elia's sanction and encouragement that he came forth and he brought that chabura 14 years ago, which we knew the kollel had made it what it's been over the past 14 years. Those were his involvements, and there were many issues in the yeshiva, again and again. And he threw himself into it to see that these issues should be resolved. So the many things that have come about, including 8 moizdas that the alumni of the Quill have established, is all directly and indirectly all through Reb Elia. The Ishlo Zachar, and no one remembers that. No one knows that. As I say, I'm a little bit encouraged by the fact that I know him well enough, I believe, that he was the last one in the world to care. I will say further how much we're missing now. When I was there at Israel during a year ago looking for Yung Light, most of them told me they're very hesitant to come to Los Angeles. And I told them, quite frankly, if they wouldn't be hesitant, I wouldn't be interested myself. Any Ben Torah has to be hesitant to choose to live in Los Angeles. Ara Yom Hazeh. Nonetheless, having said that, there may be very good reasons why they should come, and Reb Elia was the one to encourage them. If I would have had Reb Elia then, I wouldn't have had that problem with any of them. And now, when we have a major issue in the community, important Torah issue, if we would be zeichet to have Reb Elia with us, it would be solved quickly and swiftly and properly. Without that, Hashem Yazor Lanu, Yeh Bezreinu, we should be Zoicha to resolve it properly as it would have been if he would be with us. Yehi Zichro Baruch, should be a Melitz Yosef, of course, for his family, for all of us, and for Los Angeles, which was very, very precious to him. I know that he put himself for another community, Kolos, and a couple other places as well. Tein Nishmaso Tzura B'Tzurachai.
First, you say the Hesped, say the Milus of the Nifta, Shbi Yeschus for the Nifta, Shleishim Zman Adin. But the Yeschus says that we should makamla upon ourselves, that go in his Drochim, we should be masakin ourselves, and that will be a tremendous tikkun for the Nifta. The Emerson was saying Hesped tonight for five Goinim. Reshiva had five Gvaltik and Milus Goinis. Aleph, he was a Goin in Limar HaTorah. Pasuk says, "V'shinantom levonecha v'dashin she'edivrei Torah mechudodim b'ficha." The Torah was mamish mechudod b'ficha. Any sugi asked him in, he was in the sugya. There's no such thing as I'm not in the sugya now. I don't know the sugya. It's not right now. He was in all the sugyas. Any yeshiva shemesechta, any yeshiva shesugya, any yeshiva svara, he had it claw. Unbelievable. Mamish v'shinantom levonecha gavaltik amayla. My friend Rab. Heshi Bash, tremendous Talmudim, Magid Shia now, he left Philadelphia a year and a half or 2 years before me. After he left, he used to come back, he said, he used to see him in Philadelphia. He used to ask him, what are you doing here? You're learning in Lakewood now. He was made, he says, there's nobody in Lakewood that I could talk to and learn like Revelia. Revelia's Havon in the Sugyas, even though it wasn't the same Masechta, it was a different Masechta. Ein Lishai, he says, talking to Revelia and learning is Kolokite in the Sugyas, the Shinantam Lunecha. Ain kovad el Torah, the Ika person is here in this world is to learn Torah. With mamish koina gavaltikas chus and limera Torah, vishenant levanecha is klokai the lomdis arangaton tif. Mamish all the svaras in the chazal in the gemaras, he had a mamish on his fingertips. Gavaltika goinus. Beis he was the goin of being a magid shir. Magid shir is a different zach. How to give it over to tamidim? How to say a shir? How to make a binyan? The Ikkar Yeshiva of Philadelphia was to go to Revel Yeshir, to hear the Shir, and the ganze Welt, he spoke about his Shirim. The Rangaton he put into the Shir wasn't just Tam Chidushim, Tam Svoriz, but it was the ganze Binyan from Rishonim, Mamish, Hervanya put into it. A Binyan to Mazbe, the Rishonim, Akasha, Teretz. Now, Dugmar, remember, used to take Rav Kivega, just like Rav Kivega would take a part of Rashba, he would take a part of Rav Kivega. Be mazba the Havimin of Kivega, the Maskon of Kivega, which stems here, which stems there. Mamash Arangaton, Svaris, Svaris, and the Magid Shia. Used to come out sometimes, Mamash had a headache. Mamash to follow Duch, all the Avonu, all the Binyan that he said in Shia, such Amkus. And every Shia was a masterpiece. It wasn't Stam once a week. But every shir we came into was a masterpiece. It was mamish a goyin and being a magid shir. Gimel, it was a goyin and being a Rosh Yeshiva. So Rosh Yeshiva, Philadelphia Yeshiva, one of the best yeshivas in the world. He kept it going for 50 years, more than 50 years, to be a Rosh Yeshiva, to keep the yeshiva going. Ma'alim, mitof, everything in there, everything over him, he took care. Mamish with goyinus. Take care of yeshiva, it's not easy. Plenty of problems come up. Mamish, he was close to every single Talmud in the yeshiva. When they said chaburas, he was there. He listened to the Talmidim, he listened to the chaburas. He brought out the koichas of every Talmud. He was moise nefesh for every Talmud in the yeshiva. An emes malamed, an emes a Rosh Yeshiva, a goin and being a Rosh Yeshiva. Dalit, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Midas Toivois, in Noise B'Yolim Chaveroi. So all they talk about in the papers, you read Meislich here, there, Meislich, unbelievable, Meislich of Ben Odom Lechaveris, Midas Toivis that he had, the Midas of Emes, the Midas of Yashris, the Midas Toivis. One Meis heard over today, they said it was Aspedim in Yerushalayim today, Rishmul Deutsch said over that he heard that when there was a fire in Philadelphia, imagine the tumult, so that night an Amona called up Revelia on the telephone. And she was speaking to Fabamish for 1 hour, pouring out her heart, saying over problems to him. And he was listening. He didn't mention a word about the fire. Can imagine the yeshiva has a fire, but you have to take care now. There's a fire there. Take care of the yeshiva. He gave up an hour of his time talking to the Amona, taking care of her problems. Mamish Midis Toivis Sablonis. When the Amona found out the next day what happened, there was a fire there. Shemamish Nishtoimim couldn't believe it. But Kesey, there are hundreds of Mises like this in Midis Toivis. And me noisel mochaveroi. Remember myself once driving him to the after Shmush was with him in his father's house, he asked me to drive him to the Penn Station, to the station to take the train back to Philadelphia. So on the way that we stopped at Red Light, there was a Schwarzer there knocking at the window. So I was closing the window, showing. He says, nein, you got to give him money. Give him something. Ask him why. A Schwarzer says, if you give the Schwarzer money, he won't hurt a Jew. You'll be saving another Jew. He thought so much, not just to help the Jew right now, but he thought about the future. What's going to come out from this? If you give a Schwarzer money, you should know he's going to think good about a Jew, and it'll stop him from hurting a Jew in the future. He had such a hagosha to help out at Tzveita, his mamash goyin in the union of Noisa B'yolim Chaveroi. And then fifth, he was a goyin in being a manig in Klai Yisrael, befrat in America. He was the manig, had over there in the Rishmoldei Shor said over, he said over in B'lev Liyashiv Shlita, said over, Javelia was the manig of every Ben Torah in America. And not Stam the manig, but he said the emes. He wasn't afraid to say the emes. A lot of times people are afraid to say the emes. They shterzach here, there. Velya said the emes, called him the manig in Klai Yisrael. Velya once mentioned to me, he said, ah, Gishmak, he's my Rav Shach. So it's how Rav Shach gave him Musa. What was the Musa? That Velya asked Rav Shach, was the Shalib, should be Isaac in the Chinuch in Russia? Should he help out the banking yeshivas in Russia? So Rav Shach said back to Revelia, host du nit genug zu tun in America? Don't you have enough to take care in America? What do you got to go to Russia for? And he was Makabel. His avoida was to take care of Gans America. That was an avoida. And he listened to Rav Shach. He wasn't racing that much in Russia. But he took it. Mamashua Geshmakait. Ah, how Geshmakait is the Musa from Rav Shach. Thus heist Amanig in Klai Yisrael. He was Zeichem Mamish, the Dvorim Harbi. What I want to talk about tonight is what's the sheirish, what caused all this kavaltika godless, this goyness that he had. And that's what's nageya to us, what we could to wife, what we can masakin ourselves, for the sheirish hadvorim. The soif dovritz amatonim min hashemayim, soif dovritz min hashemayim, it's a mitziah, the Eibishter creates the manhigim, does the din min hashemayim. Our avoidu is to do the avoidu of the shiroshim. We know there's a brice in novus that says, Amar Rav Meir, Kol Oisik Batara Lishmo is Zoichel Advarim Harbe. That was the Shirish of the Rosh Hashivas Hatzlochom, that he was an Oisik Batara Lishmo. Oisik is not Masharangaton in Torah Lishmo. If you learn Torah Lishmo from that, you Zoichel Advarim Harbe. Nothing else. Torah Lishmo is what gives you Advarim Harbe. For that, he was Zoichel to these five goyness because of his Torah Lishmo. Vosei's Torah Lishmo used to be Mazbek Yisayda, do it like a Nefesh HaChayim. There are two Nekudis in Torah Lishmo. One, he says, Nefesh HaChayim, Abul Emes, Kenyin Lishmo, Peres Lishem HaTorah. She Lishem Torah, going laid al Hovin. You have to learn the Torah to know the Torah. The Torah is Dvar Hashem, is the Ribbono Shel Olam talking to us. We have to learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Why? Because Hashem wants us to know His Torah. Vosei's Torah Lishmo. I'm learning the Torah now because this is the Das of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm learning now to learn the Torah, Lishem Yediyas HaTorah. Thus is Aleph in Lishmo. Then the Nefesh HaChaim says that Avada, you have to have Achonda before you can go to learn the Torah. You have to have Torah, Machshavis, Mityir HaShemayim. The Amru Obisa says that Kol Sheyir Eschet Kodemes Lechochmosoi, Chochmosoi Meskayemes. Ki Yiras Hashem Techilohi, and Iker Hakim Shechochmos HaTorah. Without the Yiras Shemayim, you're not going to have the Chochmas HaTorah. So to learn Torah Lishmo, you need the Achono to have Yiras Shemayim. Lufi Erech Godol Oitze HaYira, Asher Hechem Lo Yodom, Kein Al Zeherech Yuchel Ikonos Lishtamer Liskayim B'Toychoi Tvuas HaTorah. As much Yira you have, that's how much Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into you. This to Nefesh HaChaim is Mazba, Stir and Gemara, that Chazal in Baruch Hu says, that ein lo la kodesh baruch hu balomoy el dal rama shel alocha. That's a gemara baruch es daf ches. And then there's a gemara in Avoy de Zohar that says, ein lo la kodesh baruch hu beveis gnozev el oitzo shiir wa shemayim bovad, Hashem only has yir wa shemayim. To the nefesh hachayim, it's ein zach, dos is dover echot. Yir wa shemayim is da chona for limit a Torah, and that's how Torah goes in. That's why his mother used to say this over Kesedo, that David the Melech said, Toivli Toiras Picho. Toivli Toiras Picho. What's Torah? What is Torah? Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Pichos. The Eibishter is Dibor. So Nevesh Chaim Oma, Ki Libi Someach Bamoli Batorah. David the Melech says, Chob Gavalti Kesimcha and Learn in Torah. HaKadosha. Why? Baloisei alibi sheitoiras picha. Every word of Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Diba. Shazot Nefesh HaChayim. Shekol teva mamish meyatoira. Shani oisik bo keis. HaKol yotza begamati yoitzes mipicha yizbarach. Every word of Torah that we learn is coming out from the Rebbeinu Shalom's picha. This is Toivli Torah Spicha, that's the Eibish, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. Kiseid and Kiseid in the Yeshiva in Philadelphia, the Shmuzim was Kiseid, that's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. Vostaf Matan of the Welt, Lan in the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, Vase in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what we have to do. Machavosa Balamoi is to learn Torah Lishmo. And learning Torah Lishmo, that's the way Yezoicha Lidvorm Harbe. That has to be our tikkun. We have to make up upon ourselves. That the Torah that we learn has to be more lishmo. Vostais lishmo. So we're learning now there's two pratim. There's one, the achono, and then the actual limud. The achono vostais, that's tefillah mit learning musa. That's the achono. Rashi Ravelius mamish goin, both in tefillah and in musa. If you'd see him davening a tefillah in Philadelphia, the Pesukei Zimra with a curl, he had a tremendous curl. He used his curl in tefillah. Hishmon Eskwe.